This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is asking the Lord for protection. And here's what's sad. The Lord told us, we're under orders, to say, Lord, lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. And yet so many parents rarely pray protection over their children. And so many husbands fail to pray protection over their wives, and wives who fail to pray protection prayers over their husband. Why wouldn't you? Of all the things we're interested in, we want our children to have healthy diets. We want them to be athletic. We want them to be involved in activities. And it never occurs to probably the average parent in the United States of America, Lord, I pray for my children and my grandchildren. I pray a hedge of protection around them. Protect them from evil. Protect them from choices that they may be tempted to make in life. Annie and I heard a powerful story just last week told. I think the minister's name is Kevin Gay, just as it sounds, Kevin Gay. Kevin works in prison ministry. And he lives in Mount Auburn, Cincinnati, part of Cincinnati. Some of you know where Mount Auburn is in the city here. And he told a powerful story that really grabbed my heart. He said he was driving through Mount Auburn recently, and he saw a man that was obviously drunk, inebriated, high on drugs, all of the above, didn't matter, who was sitting against a wall of an outside building. And he was so inebriated, so under the influence that, get this, he couldn't maintain his body posture up against the wall. He just kept sliding down. And then he would get himself up and push himself back up on the wall and then back down again. He just couldn't hold himself up because of his physical condition. And Kevin said this. He said, I wonder how many people have driven by and walked by and laughed. I wonder how many people have driven by, walked by and mocked him. Oh, what a loser. And then you know what I thought of? People like you and me who have slid down the wall emotionally and morally and psychologically and most of all spiritually. We're all sliders. We all slide. And so while people may have walked by that man and made fun of him and mocked him for sliding down the wall, I'm thinking of all the times all of us have slidden down the wall, so to speak, morally or emotionally or spiritually or psychologically. We need Jesus. And we need the one we pray to in the Lord's Prayer. We need the Father. And we need the Son. And we need the Holy Spirit in response to that. I think that speaks to all of us. Jesus gives some illustrations of prayer, just stories that people could relate to, of asking a friend to give you some bread and not responding necessarily because he's your friend, but he responds out of your boldness in the middle of the night. You may have done things for somebody not because you really cared about them, but they were, man, they're bold enough to ask me for it, I'll do it. And you know what I mean? There are examples that can come out of your thinking and your memory, your store of memory. And he talks about that a father, if his son asks for a fish, you don't give him a snake. If your son asks for an egg, you don't give him a scorpion, a poisonous creature. You know what to give to your children. And he uses the analogy, if you and I, who are sinful, know what good gifts to give to our children, don't you think the Father in heaven knows what to answer for you and for me?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.